Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtemann Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.
All right, Tom, who is on our news line this morning?
Denny, we're privileged to have Brigadier General Joseph Kelly, the Assistant Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, with us. Good morning, General.
Well, good morning, Tom, and good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
When we were talking a couple of days ago, you were telling me some thoughts about the Independence Day weekend.
Well, yeah, Tom, as I was thinking about the meaning of the 4th of July from a soldier's perspective, I actually went and dug up a copy of the Declaration of Independence and read it again. And this time I was really struck by the last sentence. And that last sentence reads something like, "And in support of this declaration, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." And that's a powerful reminder of how much our forefathers were laying on the line when they declared their independence from England. They had a lot to lose, potentially everything, by dissolving their allegiance to the British crown and the state of Great Britain. But it occurs to me that the young men and women who volunteer to serve in our armed forces today are making a similar pledge that's really no less momentous for them or their families. When they raise their right hands and swear to support and defend the United States of America, they too are pledging to lay it all on the line for this country and for its citizens. And particularly in today's environment, they too have everything to lose. So during this holiday weekend, Tom, I hope we all take a couple moments to consider that and to be respectful of and appreciative for their service, the service of all of our military members and their families. Having said all that, the 4th of July is indeed a holiday. It's the high summer holiday, especially here in Minnesota where we hold these warm weather months so dear. And I know from personal experience that the soldiers, sailors, Marines, and airmen that are overseas today standing in harm's way, they want us to enjoy this weekend. They want us to gather our families together. They want us to get out on the lake, go to a picnic, ooh and ah under the fireworks. Because one of their fondest dreams is looking forward to this time next year when they'll be back in Minnesota and enjoying the 4th of July with their family and friends. In fact, Tom, this past Thursday, the Minnesota Guard's 204th Medical Company returned from Cottage Grove, or to Cottage Grove, from their deployment in Iraq. And I know this weekend is extra special to them as they reunite with their loved ones and enjoy independence back home here in Minnesota. So I would just ask that we all say thank you to them and everybody else who has served in uniform, including you, Tom, for having kept their pledge to our country.
General, thanks for joining us today on this edition of Remember Our Military Minutes. For more information, if you want to learn how to support the troops, you can go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org or go to todaysbusinessradio.com, click on Support Our Troops, and you can listen to the podcast on how to become Yellow Ribbon companies or Yellow Ribbon communities.
Remember Our Military Minutes. Presented by Sieben Gross von Holtemann Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.